Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Lots of stuff to cover on today's big show. It's just cool. And if that weren't enough.
And it's not.
It never is. We have Bill, the producer, as you just heard. But we also have CJ.
What?
He's back in the studio.
How you doing, man?
It's been a while since we've had you in the water. You are one of my certified dive students.
Or in the studio,
yeah. But I'm more concerned about having you in the water. We haven't had you dive in there lately.
I know. We got to get down,
man. We got to change that. We got to make something happen. You know, here we are in September, and, this is by far the best month of the year to be diving in the state of Florida.
Does my bathtub count?
It does if you took a snorkel and fins and
sadly, masks. I did.
You did. then I'm going to say, okay, that's good. It's good enough for me.
It's a shallow dive.
A shallow dive, really?
They're just trying to mix things up at the CJ household.
Yeah, why?
They've been married a while now. Things are starting to get a little dull.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. You do have to mix it up every now and then, and that's understandable.
And I think there's some question about the stability of that swing.
Maybe.
That's a hammock.
Whatever.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
Very nice. All right. Well, we'll talk about some options that we have coming up because I got some big news this week.
Big
for myself.
Big news.
We got another big trip. Actually, two big trips to talk about today.
Outstanding. Two big trips for Scuba Radio. CJ, we are on our way.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo! Neither one of you are going, I don't think. I mean, I don't know. You're open to go, but I didn't really think about you guys when I planned these out, really. Didn't. Sorry. So.
Crushing disappointment.
Glad I'm not you. And moving on.
Heard that before.
We'll find out.
Well, we're all married.
You, along with everyone else, will find out what's going on here in just a bit. But we are going to check in with our friends in Dominica. I'll leave it at this by saying that one of the elements that I'm talking about has to do with going back to visit the rainbows. How's that a tease for you? Because if you'd go to our website, you'd kind of know what
you're
talking about.
You're on to Key West for Fantasy Fest.
No.
You'll be in Key West for Fantasy Fest. Back to the rainbows, baby!
Actually, I knew it.
I forgot about that. We may have to go down there for that this year. You want to do that one?
When is it?
It's the end of October.
Yeah, the week of
Halloween.
Week before Halloween.
Might be good.
Yeah, we could do that. We can make that happen.
Be good.
Yes, and keep in mind, although Greg has been down there for Fantasy Fest, he doesn't realize there's a large gay community in Key West. He doesn't really occur to him.
They're very happy in Key West.
They are.
They are indeed.
And boy, are there a lot of rainbow souvenirs available from Key West. That must be like the rainbow capital of the world. They're like pots of gold every time you turn around.
Okay.
And handheld massage devices.
What?
Small mice.
Is that what that was?
Baby mice everywhere.
Everywhere.
Boy. Well, if that weren't enough,
and it's not,
there's rumors that
peas and carrots.
Scuba Radio Drunken Santa was seen earlier this week, and
a little early for him, isn't it?
It is, but we're getting close to Halloween.
Hold on one second. I have smelled this guy around Christmas time. I cannot imagine what he smells like in August and September. I just can't imagine.
Hot rum.
Hot rum, exactly.
See, hot rum doesn't smell sound bad.
He probably smells like this stuff that I drank in Carriacou and Grenada. You know, they gave me a bottle of this stuff called Jack Iron. And Jack Iron rum is some of the most potent and alcoholic concoction ever made on the planet Earth. It's like 90% alcohol.
I can actually see, just bringing it up, you're getting kind of the shakes.
He's getting flushed.
Or making this face that I make after you take a sip of this stuff.
Bill and I, we're going to be able to taste that and sample it firsthand because you brought us bottles back, right?
Actually, it's illegal, so I can't bring any back.
Ah, wait, something wrong with your eye? You okay? You lose a contact?
That's so, some sort of facial twitch.
Are you flirting with me?
I don't understand why you made him move further away. He's married.
Look
He's
at this.
Married. A married man.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I mean,
married man with a season's pass at the the baths
downtown. I told my wife today. I said no mermaids today, but I didn't say anything about Greg.
Yeah,
I think she just assumed. You know,
I will. I gotta. You know,
it's the lie of omission.
I have to reflect on our trip to Grenada on several aspects today. Because,
trip to Grenada.
Yeah, this is my opportunity to rub it into you guys because you weren't there. And I got to say,
teach us.
This was one of the best scuba radio trips we have ever done, bar none. I mean, I got to say the
people... So it was a great trip because we weren't there, CJ.
Yeah, it could have been.
It's going to be a long 2 hours of radio for you, Greg.
Yeah.
See ya.
And it was just an amazing adventure. The people there in Grenada were phenomenal. The diving we did was absolutely spectacular. I mean, some of the dive sites... especially this one site we went to off the coast of Carriacou, Grenada's sister island. It probably ranked with some of the best underwater marine life and geography that I've ever seen anywhere. And not just the Caribbean, I mean, but it was just colorful as you could all get out. And there are just all types of variety of fish and marine life on this one site that was pretty amazing. And what was crazy is the conditions weren't even that great because they were having a little bit of an algae bloom in that part of the world for the last couple months. We've actually experienced this in Dominica. And what was the other one?
We went to the Turks and Caicos. Is that where?
No, that didn't happen there. We had good viz there in Turks and Caicos. But down there by Dominica, Grenada, and Tobago. I wasn't there, but I got reports from people that were in Dominica right before, and they've been having an algae bloom issue, which is not bad for the marine life. The marine life love it, and actually have a tendency, I think, to come out of
the water.
No, they come out from below the reef and
out of the
closet, ledges.
Rainbow
yes.
boy,
yeah, it's kind of like that, and so they come out,
Greg,
and sit on top of the reef. Now trying to get
CJ
like a
and I
photo.
Feel really bad for you having to put up with this. Algae bloom in Dominica and Grenada.
Mm-hmm, right.
You know, we wouldn't want you to run the risk of it happening again. So whatever this big announcement is, if you want CJ and or I to go instead of you, so you don't have to run the risk of the grave disappointment, we're willing to go for you.
Really?
Yeah, you've done enough.
Well, you know what?
You give and you give and you give.
You've made your mark.
Maybe that was the announcement I was going to make today. That instead of me going on these trips, I was going to send you to basically fill those shows, to cover that base. Because
I'm
recovering from surgery right now.
That's true.
Right.
You're in no condition to go anywhere.
Yeah.
So did you have Tommy John surgery?
Did I have what?
Tommy John surgery?
Tommy John.
It's a picture. Your arm.
Oh, he thought it was a restroom-related comment.
Yeah, I'm like...
Tommy John surgery, Thomas Crapper surgery. I don't know what kind of surgery it was.
Yeah, sorry. No sports references work for me. But no.
The Crapper.
No, I actually, we'll find out if that's indeed the case here later on when I make these announcements. My guess is it probably won't be. But I'll,
if you were a betting man.
Yeah, but we'll get into it a little bit more later on. But let's talk about this surgery, because, yeah, I am recovering from surgery, and this is where I have to kind of put a little public service announcement out there for all divers who love the sun like I do, or part of our passion for diving has things that we have to deal with. Now, I am very fair-skinned, as you can plainly see. I mean, I'm literally glowing through your radio speakers right now.
You're nearly translucent.
Yes. And so what happens when I go to places like Grenada, I have a tendency to, you know, they don't call me the lobster boy for nothing. Not only can I catch the lobsters, but I can look like them. That's part of my technique sometimes that I have as a fair-skinned scuba diver.
You look like them after they've been boiled.
Yes. And you know, due to my 20 years ago of abusing my skin this way too much, I've had to go under the knife from a dermatologist.
I thought it was going to make you go blind, but apparently it's something completely different.
Oh, boy. And so anyway, I had to have some skin cancer cut off this week. And so no big deal. It's no big thing. You get checked, and they take a little snip, and I, you know, got a scar, and that's it. But this time, I've had this happen many times before. Every 6 months, I got to go in to the dermatologist. He'll freeze this, freeze that, whatever.
Yeah, and then you come in on Saturday, and it looks like you were wading through an aquarium full of piranha.
Yeah, or I stuck my head in a beehive. Yeah,
yes.
That's kind of what happens. And then I'm good for a week later, and I'm good to go. Well, every once in a while, they got to do a little bit more, and they'll have to cut off this little section of skin. It happened to me this week.
That's why your arm's in a sling?
Yeah, well, hey. And this one was a little bit more serious than usual. It wasn't a big deal, but I went in and he goes, yeah, this is slightly different than what you've had in the past, Greg. You haven't had one of these before. And I said, well, what's the deal? He goes, well, I mean, if you didn't have it treated in 10 years, you'd be dead. I'm like, oh, really? Whoa. I didn't want to hear that. But he goes, but no one ever does. But the bottom line is that if you don't get that stuff checked, and if you don't go to a dermatologist, you know, once a year or something, you just have a, you know, overall exam, observation, you know, it could be turn into something serious. And if you let this stuff go, you see a little spot on your arm or on your forehead, and it's like a scab that won't heal over or whatever. Hey, have it checked out. Don't be stupid and blow it off, because it could end up ruining your dive career, if not something much, much worse.
You know, I'm now really concerned for, you know, other members of our staff who don't get the regular health care. Because, I mean, Scuba Radio doesn't have really a great health care plan, all things considered. We should get the mermaids in here, and CJ and I will volunteer, because we're selfless individuals.
Self-examination?
Not self.
Oh.
I can examine myself anytime I want. Let's get the mermaids in here, and we'll examine the hell out of them.
Mm-hmm.
I think we can make that happen.
You think?
We're married, but we ain't blind.
Hey, now!
All right, well, if that works for you guys, I'm
okay
with
it. Oh, it's working already.
Let me see what I can arrange. But, hey, look, whatever the case may be, go to a dermatologist, get checked once a year at least, and lather up with sunscreen. If nothing else, for your own enjoyment.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Hi, this is Charlene, a.k.a. Champagne, coming to you live from the Spice Island of Grenada. I've also been crowned the Scuba Radio Mermaid for 2010. You're listening to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And now here's my good buddy who never touched my tail in Grenada or anywhere on the planet, Greg the Dive Master on Scuba Radio.
Sexy.
They may call them bathing suits, but those bikinis aren't big enough to patch a roach burn in my jeans. La 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 la.
What the hell was that? I think I was one of the local Grenadians that was enjoying the mermaid contest that we had there at the Dodgy Dock.
Are you sure of that?
What do you mean?
Are you sure that was one of the local Grenadians?
I thought he said grinning idiots.
I'll tell you.
That's us right here.
He had a different accent than than the winner of the Mermaid for a Year contest.
Yeah. You know, it was pretty amazing. We did this thing the last night we were on the island there in Grenada, where we crowned a local girl in Grenada and made her a Scuba Radio Mermaid for a Year.
That's interesting, because the one thing I don't think of when I think of mermaids is crowns.
Well, yeah. They all
you could have said you tailed them.
But here's the thing. They all made their own tops. Okay? We provided the mermaid tail outfit.
Did they make them, or did Mother Nature make them?
No, they made them.
Okay.
And here was the kind of uncomfortable part about this whole thing, was most of the girls were like between the ages of 15 and 19. And I was the master of ceremonies, and I need to go up and ask these girls, so tell me about your top. It was just a little bit awkward.
I mean, a spinning toy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. But
dreidel, dreidel.
I don't know. There's something in the water there in Grenada. You hear what I'm saying?
Salt. I'm hearing what you're saying.
Maybe that's it.
Salt. A lot of salt.
See this slideshow I'm watching. Yeah. Never mind.
Yeah, but we got a lot of pictures up there at scubaradio.com, and congratulations to Charlene. She was the big wiener, and she was great. And we may get her at the DEMA show in Las Vegas here in November. We're going to see if we can make it happen. She was a little bit more on the mature side, so she's legal, and that was a concern for sure. But she ended up pulling out all the stops and winning
the
competition.
Well, let me ask you, because I haven't seen any pictures of her. But
yeah, there's some up there.
Oh, I haven't seen them.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that they don't exist. It means I haven't seen them. So
right.
Let me ask you this question.
Mm-hmm.
Was she wearing seashells?
Well, of course. D-shells? She was a mermaid.
You see the size of this lobster?
Way to change the subject.
Are they protected?
Yeah.
Can't grab them?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, it was interesting. The girls literally did make their own tops out of, like, seashells and, sparkly things.
Can you tell us something about the winner's top?
Not
really.
A lot
of grit and spunk.
Actually, I will say, Charlene's issue was with her top. She didn't use shells because she wanted to be more environmentally sensitive and not take anything from the sea to turn into a piece of clothing.
Did she use just her hair?
No. She had some kind of material thing going on there. But that was her. I remember her spin on it was, and she was unique that way, because all the other girls, yeah, they used seashells, and they had anything,
matching river otters,
coconuts,
two giant conchs, to little like
coconuts.
You know, yeah, coconuts. I think might
Band-Aids.
Have been one of them. No, come on, quit it. You guys turn this thing into some kind of, you know, perverted thing, and it was not. It was
You're right.
Very...
We need to nip this in the bud. Right
it
now.
It was quite an impressive display. Let me leave it at that.
I can believe
and,
you.
But, you know, the thing that was kind of strange, you know, and I don't know if this is strange or just something I'm coming across more and more.
Were you involved?
No, because they did talk to me about it, but we had a lot of guys that wanted to put on the Scuba Radio Mermaid Tails.
That is strange.
And you know, they the guys would put these things on for pictures and stuff, and we're like totally into it. And next thing you know, like, Greg, hey, why don't you do it? I'm like, there is not enough booze on the planet to make me put on a mermaid tail. That's just not my thing.
Or your
I don't
second,
have anything
your
against
second glass of Iron Jack.
Yes. Yeah, it's actually Jack Iron.
Jack Iron, whatever.
Yeah. There's not even enough of that stuff. For me, personally. It's basically, I know what the people want. I know what the listeners want to see, and God knows I know what they don't want to see. And me and a mermaid tail is one of those.
Amen.
Two of them, actually.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Dive into one of the greatest adventures of your life. Become a real treasure hunter. Spend a week diving one of the richest Spanish galleons ever to be lost at sea with the world's greatest treasure hunters, and take home up to $2,500 worth of treasure. For the first time ever, the public is invited to dive the most famous shipwreck in history, Mel Fisher's Atocha. You'll go behind the scenes on a working salvage boat, recovering treasure and artifacts that are almost 400 years old. You'll learn firsthand all about treasure hunting and historic shipwreck conservation. You'll see the charts and Atosha's treasure manifest. Working alongside Mel Fisher's dive team, you'll have the chance to find your very own piece of history and take home authentic artifacts worth up to $2,500. Trips are limited to 6 weeks each summer, so book your trip today. Call 305-294-5441 or go to melfisher.com. Today's the day.
I mean, Bill, you would put on a mermaid tail. You did. In the Turks and Caicos.
I just, surely did.
That's just your thing. I mean, you know, that's just what you like to do.
It's not that I like to do it, per se. It was something that needed to be done.
Of you.
It needed to be done.
CJ, what do you think? Would you put on a mermaid tail?
No.
For pictures?
No.
That's just not your thing?
No.
See? Me and CJ are similar. Though,
oh,
like
hell
that.
No.
Yeah, I think that's what I said too. But I don't know, the people in Grenada, they're more like Bill. The guys were like all about putting on the mermaid tails. God bless them for it. Made for some interesting photos for sure.
Is this the winner I'm looking at right here?
No, that is not. No.
She should be.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, the competition was
who is that?
Was impressive.
Is that a local?
That's one of the local girls, absolutely. Yeah, we had about,
We need to stop missing these trips.
Yeah.
We had about, I think, eight contestants there
missing
at the Dodgy Dock.
Or uninvited? What is a better description?
Well, it's a free country. It's not like we couldn't book our own situation at the same time that Greg goes down.
I'm not going to go if the situation's there. That'll be one of my little rules.
Yeah, we'll make him one of the judges.
You know, I've got a name for myself. It's the predicament.
The paradox.
Yeah. I'm the predicament.
Okay. I like it.
Ah, very nice.
I like it indeed. But yeah, it was a great trip. We covered ourselves in mud.
Great pictures on the scubaradio.com website.
Yeah. I mean, just the things you can do on your surface interval in Grenada and Carriacou, second to none.
If it seems like I'm not really paying attention sometimes, it's because I'm looking at the mermaid pictures.
Yeah, and we shot footage for a new Scuba Radio video with the Scuba Cowboy. And
cool.
I have looked at the raw footage we got in Grenada and Carriacou. Oh, my God, this is going to be great. And we're working on that next week. Hopefully, in the next week or two, we'll have it ready to debut to the world.
Outstanding.
Your crack team of video editors.
I think if you go to YouTube already, you can find a video that somebody else has put together with the Scuba Radio song and his new song, Island Girl. So just do a YouTube search on the Scuba Cowboy for that.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA. Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
As entertainment director of this cruise, I've made reservations for you to join me at the bottom of the sea for the annual Codfish Ball.
Come along and follow me to the bottom of the sea. We'll join in the jamboree at the Codfish Ball. Lobsters dancing in a row, shuffle off to Buffalo. Jellyfish sway to and fro at the Codfish Ball.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Coming up in a matter of minutes, we're going to check in with our friends in Fiji. That it does have something to do with one of the announcements we're going to make later on in the show, by the way. Nick from Voli Voli Resort is going to join us via Skype live from the Nature Islands. there in, well, just the islands of the rainbow. I don't know. There's so many places to visit in Fiji, and Voli Voli Resort is one of them that we went to last time, and we need to check in with them and maybe plan a visit back. So you'll hear about that here in just a bit. Now, a couple things going on. I don't know if Bill or CJ saw this in the paper. Literally, this was in the Orlando Sentinel newspaper today. There's a guy who is here in Central Florida that is going to attempt to break the underwater world record for scuba diving in a freshwater lake. And he's planning to beat it by two full days.
So it's length of time?
Yeah, underwater. He's going to be about 10 feet underwater in a lake here in Central Florida for an entire week.
Now, you just have a bunch of tanks down there?
Whole support crew.
Hold on.
What?
He's going to be 10 feet underwater in a lake for a week.
Yeah, Guinness Book of World Records.
May I ask a quick question?
What?
Am I the only one that thinks this is stupid?
Well,
what is the possible benefit to this?
Well, I don't know if there's a benefit, but he's trying to draw attention to the pollution in the lakes here in Central
Florida. So he's going to stay in a lake for a week pooping in it. That'll draw attention to some pollution.
Well, actually, I think he'll be using a dry suit.
He's pooping in a dry suit. Fantastic!
I don't think he'll be able to. I'm not sure how that works exactly.
Well, he best if he's gone for a week.
I guess he's working on something. He's working on some plan in that regard. So we'll
maybe he's got like what
out.
The astronauts have.
Alan Sherrod is his name. He's also running for mayor in late, I think, South Lake County thereabouts. And so whether this is like a campaign thing too, and to draw attention to pollution, I don't know. A little bit of both. You know, I'll be honest with you. I'm a little bit caught on this because I appreciate the efforts for people trying to draw attention to causes like that. But, you know, there is a real downside to staying underwater for a week. And when you start to push those limits, like you're the deepest diver and all that kind of stuff, there is an element of danger that comes into play. And, you know, when people are pushing the limits of staying underwater for so long, you got all these issues with decompression and blah, blah, blah. And I'm sure they've taken all those considerations into place for this effort. And he has like a staff of 30 divers that are going to be helping him out throughout the week. And he's always going to have a buddy with him the entire time. But you still have these problems, the physics associated with being underwater. Decompression sickness.
What about boredom?
Boredom could be an issue, too.
Can't read a magazine, exactly.
Well, no, I think you can. And I think he probably will.
Like laminate one?
Maybe. Yeah, but he has to eat. They got to send food down to him through a tube and all that kind of stuff. But just from the physics part of it, I'm not so sure. But I don't know. We'll see how he does next week. See if he breaks that record.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
If you ask a dive guide to show you a seahorse and they reply with, "What color?" Well, chances are you're diving in Dominica. No crowds, just superb diving in untouched reefs, the way it should be. Within minutes from shore, walls plunge over 500 meters and pinnacles rise up from the depths. Seahorses, frogfish, flying gannards, even whales can be seen year-round in Dominica. And the topside attractions will blow your mind. Go to discoverdominica.com for more info. That's discoverdominica.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. Patty, the way the world learns to dive.
Bula, that's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforests, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
We should probably sign up for the scuba boat as soon as we get there because I hear it fills up really quick.
Do you ever feel like we've been on this vacation before? Scuba diving, and we did that in Bali and Costa Rica, Hawaii.
Maybe this is Fiji. We've never been to Fiji. So it's like that's a whole different island, and the resort there is beautiful, and you know the scuba diving there is going to be totally different because it's different water, different fish. It's going to be really good. Mm. I'm excited.
It's going to be amazing.
Are you excited?
Mm-hmm.
I am. I'm really excited.
I am excited.
Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and we're checking in with our friends from Fiji. I got Nick Darling. Yes, he is the darling of Voli Resort in Fiji. How you doing, Nick?
Doing well, Greg. I'm doing well, thank you.
How are things there in Fiji? I know you had an earthquake out there in New Zealand. That's not too far from where you're at, but that didn't affect anything in Fiji, did it?
No, Fiji is absolutely fine, and it didn't spark off a tsunami like people may have thought.
This is good, because you obviously hang out on one of the coolest resorts there on the planet. We had a nice little visit last time we were out there in the Fijian Islands. We're talking about going back out there right after the DEMA show in November. And I know you guys, when we were there last, were working on a lot of construction on the pool, the deck, and the property there. How's that coming along? Is that all complete now, or are you kind of still working through some of those issues?
Well, you'd be happy to know that the pool bar is fully complete and operational.
Excellent.
We've got the activities area down there with the pool table and the air hockey and the dartboard and TV and everything like that sorted out. The hotel block's still under construction, due for completion in February. The other thing that I mentioned to you when you were here last time, Greg, was that we had a boat under construction. We've got that finished up now, so we've got a 40-foot aluminium boat with twin Suzuki 300s on the back of it.
How do you say aluminum again?
Aluminium.
Yes, that's the proper pronunciation for us folks in the States. I just wanted to clarify that. But yeah, so you got a new boat. Yeah, actually, the boats we were on last time were nice, but this is a brand spanking new 40-footer aluminum or aluminium or however you said it. But it's a nice vessel to tackle the waters off the coast of Fiji there from your resort Voli, right?
Absolutely. Makes a quick trip out to the Vatuira Passage, as we can cruise along at about just on 40 knots.
Wow.
We can carry 20 people with 5 crew on there, toilet on board. When we're loaded up like that with, say, 3 tanks for a 3-tank dive day, we'll still cruise along about 25 knots. So it makes it a nicer trip out there.
Yeah, nice, short, sweet. And when you get out there, it's some of the most pristine diving you can ever experience. Fairly remote, but close enough to the resort to really have the best of both worlds, like the sites that a lot of liveaboards used to visit are some of the sites right off of Voli Voli Resort that you guys frequent almost every day, right, Nick?
Yeah, that's right. Greg, we're very lucky to be situated where we are. We've got a beautiful location with fantastic diving. And the only way to dive the Vatuira Passage is one of two ways. You either go on a liveaboard, which is, I think there's only one running in Fiji at the moment, or you dive with us. We're the only guys that go out there. So that tends to preserve the reef quite well. There's not much traffic on it. There's very little pollution. And it's a long way away. It's 18 miles up there, so even the local fishermen don't get there to overfish it.
And that means, obviously, that the diving is just pristine and some of the best diving you could experience in the world there right off the coast of Fiji. Now, what are the divers seeing lately?
Seeing a lot of sharks, turtles starting to come back in, not quite back into octopus season yet, but lots of little macro stuff recently as well. We had a bit of a windy week, so we're tending to go and closer to our closer reef system, Vatu Lava, which, believe it or not, the visibility is not as good, but in terms of macro, there's a lot more to see there. Plenty nudibranchs and all the different corals and life. Diving's really been very, very good.
The colors there off the coast of Voli Voli Resort in Fiji totally blow your mind. That's what I think. You know, Caribbean divers like myself, being that we're based here in Florida, we're used to seeing Caribbean diving. And you know what? It's great diving in its own right. And there's things that you see in the Caribbean you don't see in the Pacific and vice versa. But when you go to a place like Fiji, the thing that really pops out is the colors. Have you dove a lot in the Caribbean, Nick, yourself, to make that comparison or what?
No, I can't make that comparison. I've never dived up there. I'm hoping to get up there at some stage and go for a dive, but I can't. What I can say about Fiji, though, is that there's not a single color out of the rainbow that you won't find on our reef.
This is true. I'll back him up on that. We got plenty of pictures to prove it right there at scubaradio.com from our last trip to Fiji. So I can't wait to come back. You'll have us if we can make this work in November, I'm hoping. Right, Nick?
Absolutely. We're looking forward to it. As long as you bring those mermaids with you.
I knew that was coming. Hey, you know, I can't travel without the mermaids anymore. It's kind of like my passport. You hear what I'm saying? You can't leave home without them. Is that the deal?
Yeah. You better just stay there if you're not bringing them, Greg.
I hear you. All right. Well, Nick, thanks for the update. Appreciate it. It's volivoli.com on the web. Check them out and book your trip. And, of course, if you want, you can join us there in November right after the DEMA show, around the middle of November. We'll have more details coming up in a future episode of The Big Show. Nick, appreciate the update, and we'll talk again soon, my friend.
Absolutely. Just one last thing I'd like to say, that anyone coming booking from the North American side, we have our own agent in America now based out of Sacramento, Lindsay. But you can find her on our website anyway.
Excellent. All right. Thank you so much, Nick. We'll be in touch, my friend.
Sounds great, Greg. Thanks very much.
You got it. All right. So there you go. All the way from Fiji. And you know what? Here's the thing. We are going back. I pretty much got everything in place. And
I'm so excited, CJ. Almost fell over.
Wow, you all right?
I'm so excited, CJ. We're going to Fiji.
Yeah, forgive me if I'm skeptical.
We have a very special prize for you two. I'm working out the crew right now, and it looks like November 20th, the last day of the DEMA show in Las Vegas. We're literally going to hop on a plane from Las Vegas to LA and then fly to LA to Fiji that night.
So, all right, just so we can figure it out, that okay. means that, CJ, we're going to Vegas, baby!
You're so money.
You're so money?
Bill's so Swingers. Money.
What do you mean?
He doesn't even know it.
What? I don't even know what that means either. What do you,
you
mean?
Know, this so is money? A movie that wasn't a cartoon film.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm. Maybe that's why
Greg only watches cartoon movies.
Wait, what is that, like from Gone with the Wind or something? Okay. Well, we're working on it.
Wow.
We're going to...
You have a hit of rum on the last commercial break.
Yeah,
there.
One of those Jack Irons that I didn't bring back to the States because it's illegal to fly
right.
with.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, we got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why for the second year in a row, we have made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Okay, this is Sucker Sterling. I'm going to give you a little bit of a cappella from one of my tunes from this year. The song is entitled Hula. I'll just give you a couple of pieces from it. So remember, when you come to Grenada, devotion to ocean, we're out there.
Girl, your body hot like fire. Waist it a spin like tire. Oh, make my thing rise higher. Can I carry you like Mariah? You'll be the clock and I'll be the buyer. No interview, you may don't hire. I got the pole, please bring the wire. Let us see what transpire.
Hit me!
I got more for you when you come and dive with me in Grenada at Devotion to Ocean. Until then, keep listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Now here's my... Now here's my close and personal friend and rapping buddy, Greg the what?
Greg the Dive Master.
Greg the Dive Master.
Yeah! Holla!
Yeah, yeah. Yes, me and him go way back. We're close personal friends.
Now wow, you can say that without...
And rapped together.
You can say that with a straight face.
What do you mean?
That you're close personal friends. He had a little trouble with that.
With Soka Sterling, better known as Andrew.
Greg, you're
Devotion
so
to Ocean.
Whack.
Thank you. I think.
It's a bad thing.
Oh, it's a bad thing? Hmm. Well, look, I'm his boy wonder to his Batman.
How old is he? You're the boy wonder.
You're his boy toy.
What? Now, you're his what? Cabana boy.
What? All right, that brings us to some viewer
cabana
mail.
Cabana boy wonder!
Greg, mud bass and painted toenails. Sounds like you're having, or you're becoming a mermaid yourself. Can we see pictures of your toenails on the website or Facebook? No. But I actually still have remnants of my painted toenail that we did in the Turks and Caicos. Me and Bill did this. Check this out, CJ. Look at that. Look at that. Wow, yours is in much better shape than mine. But my toe's been through.
Yeah, I didn't
the
get
rainforest
spend enough time
of Grenada.
In, yeah, I didn't get enough spend enough time in the ocean.
Did you see that, CJ?
I wish I was flexible enough to really get my arm up here.
Painted like a dive flag.
Huh.
Dive flag.
Right.
And me and C, we both did this on our Turks and Caicos boat on the Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise.
All right.
But that doesn't make you a mermaid.
In defense, a woman painted the white stripe. I only painted the red part, and a woman painted the white stripe. Right?
Why is that important?
I don't remember. There was too much booze that night when we agreed to do this. Did we paint those at all?
If we painted each other's, I think it would be a little, little wrong.
All right, it doesn't make you a mermaid, because mermaids don't have toes.
That's a good point.
So... Sorry.
Good point.
But sometimes you learn things about our crew that you probably prefer not to. But hey, that's just what we do. We got another hour of Scuba Radio on deck. Don't go anywhere. These little snails, you know how to whale here. That's why it's hot. I'm not the water. Yeah, we didn't look here. Now we can fall here. I'm gonna see.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.